$150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's ALAHomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories every night of the week. 2019 is your chance to bake them with your family and friends at Riverwalk Stadium. For nightly promotions and ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Bake them!
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will continue to be very much influenced by the track of Barry out to the west of us through tomorrow at least and into Monday as well, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around at times. They will be particularly heavy during the afternoon and evening hours both days, with locally heavy downpours around and highs in the mid to upper 80s over the weekend. A little warmer, back up to about 92 by the time Monday rolls around. Lows at night in the mid 70s. Hey, you can stay on top of all the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Plus, you'll have radar, future radar, access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. You are listening to Clearing the Air on 93.1 WACV. And I would like to open up the phone lines. I'm going to give the number out. The number is
272-9228.
I call it all the time, and then I can't even remember it. 272-9228. I had to use the radio voice. That's the reason why I couldn't remember it. That is the same number for all the programs, so I would suggest that you save it in your phone so you can call Baron on Fridays, where there ain't Nairn on the rules, and maybe pick his brain with some of this content. Just kidding, but not really. 272-9228. I forgot what we were even talking about during the break.
We were talking about the pre-Adamites.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
And when Earth had to be reseeded again, because everything that was on it was dead, you know, because it went back to the void phase, and the Bible even speaks about this, and. It had to be reseeded. The seas had to be spread on the ground. The animals had to be put back into the ocean. As a matter of fact, that's where everything started at. And at least science got one thing right, that life did start in the oceans. It started in what they call it the primordial apsu. And apsu meaning ocean or sea, and the actual native species that they brought here to actually ascend out of the ocean and to come up on land was put in the ocean, and it was actually brought from the genetic material was brought from old Tiamat. Or the planet that was the water planet, the one that was in the fifth position, the one that was destroyed, because it was the same chemical makeup as the Earth that we're on now, only it ended up being smaller. It was a planet that was about maybe 60,000 to 70,000 miles in diameter, and it was cut in half and made, or actually 2/3 of it was destroyed. And it was made to be 24,000 miles in diameter, which is the size of the Earth is now. And if I suggest the audience to do the research on this, I did, and I came to these conclusions.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Postman, because now I got more research to do. I'm sticking with my creation story for the time being, but man, every time you pull up something like this, and then I have to go look it up, and I can't prove it wrong. This is the same stuff you're telling me is the same stuff I'm reading up on.
People got to realize that the power of our Creator did create the Earth. But he used his minions to actually, he orchestrated it, and he actually gave them instruction to actually go do this, and believe it or not, the enemy of men's souls was one of those was one of those minions at one point in time, and he used him because he was already in this frontier. He was already living in this area, and he just got called up, just like Enoch did, and he just happened to be reptilian, but he was righteous in the beginning. And I don't want to get off the subject, but I was telling you about the native species on Earth, that species that came from the water planet Tiamat, which was in the fifth position. It had to be brought here. When they first brought it here, after the Earth had cooled down out of the void phase and the oceans had formed and more land was already on the planet, they actually put that creature on land. As soon as they put the creature on land, Earth rejected it. It rejected it.
What did it do to it? Like, blow it up?
No, it didn't nurture it.
Oh, okay. So
you gotta realize there's a Earth is a nurturing planet because of what it is, because of the way it's made.
Yeah,
it is a galactic ascension machine, and it'll any species that it accepts, it will ascend it all the way up to the seventh dimension. Do your research.
I'm gonna do my research. Yeah, my wife calls it playing on Facebook, but I call it research.
Right.
Yeah.
And the creature that they put here, the Earth rejected it.
Yeah.
And so, what the Anunnaki had to do, they had to actually take the take the essence of it and put it in the abzu, put it in the ocean, and put it in the primordial ocean or whatever, and that's where it ascended at. After it left the ocean, it came up on land. As a matter of fact, I'll reveal this on another program because that creature split four ways. It went four ways in its development, and it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that I'm talking about this, but if you did the research, you'll know this is something that they don't want you to know. All right, and believe it or not. That creature that they put in the ocean ended up being a native reptilian species here on the planet.
Kind of like the ones they found in Peru, the Peruvian mummies. They were reptilian, bipedal, humanoid. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it ended up being
three toes, elongated skulls.
Exactly, it ended up being a reptilian species on the planet.
Yeah,
and one of the species is in the ocean right now. They call them mermaids. They're real people. They're not fake. They're not myth. Just like unicorns aren't.
Yeah, it's strange that things that you think are mythical are probably more than likely actual creatures.
Right, and it split another way. Dolphins are a species of it. The alpha species of that creature that they planted here ended up being that creature that looks like that was on the picture from the 50s, the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's the alpha one, or the creature that was on the Shape of Water, which came out I think it was last year.
Oh yeah, I didn't see that, but I saw the previews of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the actual ascended version of that was the one that the Pope mimics now, right now.
Yeah.
He's the one that came out of the ocean.
Which one is that? You said the Pope mentioned?
Yeah, Pope mimics it.
Oh.
You know, with the little hat and the outfit.
The strange hats, yeah.
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 Now, and the other one came up on land, and it transformed into an upright walking human-like species.
Yeah,
and this was the same species that the Anunnaki did the genetic mutation on, that they added their DNA to.
Yeah, from like Inky, who was reptilian of some sort.
Right, and they made the pre-Adamites.
Yeah,
they made the pre-Adamites out of that.
Yeah, and these reptilians that were made, I guess they live subterranean.
Yes, they do. There's some underground right now.
Because that's where they were finding these mummies. It's so interesting.
In the mountains of California, in Appalachia,
in
Mongolia, South America, wherever you see a cave system, that's where they exist. They're in all the national parks.
Yeah, I imagine that's probably the reason why so many of them were shut down and never reopened.
Right, and that's why a lot of people come up missing now.
Yeah, they had to be interdimensional beings. Well, we're going to hit a break, and we'll listen.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 50th Reunion Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1. I got the phone lines open, 272-9228. And joining me tonight, of course, is the incomparable postman. He's giving us some really good information here, just some stuff I've never heard before. So, yeah.
Well, it was something I should have told a long time ago. You know, once I did that that Spirit Signs video, you know, because it went along with it, and we just got off track somehow or another and started talking about something else, but to finish up what I was actually talking about was that I told you that the species split four ways. And that was after it came out of the ocean. Two of the species stayed in the ocean, and the alpha or ascended species turned into what was termed as Dagon or Dagon, a fish god, a Babylonian fish god, and that was the one that was called Enki. That was one of his names, and. And he actually turned out to be Satan. And when you hear him talk about Satan and Lucifer, it could very well be two entities, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. Because okay, now you have in the Bible you have the serpent in the garden, and then in the ancient Sumerian.
Right.
Text. Anyways, they have talk about Enki,
mm-hmm.
who gave the knowledge to the people.
Right.
You know, showed them how to use weapons and things like that. And of course, they have their own story of the Garden of Eden, which kind of correlates in some ways, and makes me, question if they might be talking about a similar story there. You know, with Enki being in the garden and tempting, or the serpent being in the garden, tempting Eve with fruit of the knowledge of good and evil,
mm-hmm.
Versus the Enki in the Sumerian text talking, sharing the knowledge of war and weapons and things like that with the people.
Right, and I've read in several instances. You know, over a period of time, and throughout history, where history seems to repeat itself, even back from creation, and before, and before Adam Reed was put on the planet. There was a story about the sky god. I knew he had those two sons that were Enki and Enlil, and they fought just like Jacob and Esau did, and they came about, you know, they pretty much the same way, you know, the story is actually similar, yeah. and it's kind of weird, and the way those races were back in the day. Was that some of them look like humanoid, you know, some of them eyes would be like animal eyes, like they would have lizard eyes, or had slits, vertical slits in them, and that what made them not human. And then for the most part, just before the flood came, all the people had a genetic mutation because they had mixed themselves, you know, with animals pretty much. And most of them had webbed fingers and toes. And every once in a while now, you'll see a baby born with webbed fingers and toes. That's a redundant gene, you know, from a long time ago.
Yeah, I have seen that. That's weird.
Yeah. And there's a, I think I mentioned this about 3 weeks ago, about I want to start doing a series about species. And most of these species are pre-animate species that most, I won't say most people know, but the scholars know about them, but they don't teach it in school.
Yes.
And there's some weird species that were living here on the earth, and most of them are extinct now, but some of them live in inner earth, and I'm sure if Frank is still studying this, he can attest to the fact that there's several species that live down there. Some of them are Negroid. Some of them are Caucasoid, and some of them are the negative Negroid and the negative Caucasoid. And there are several species that come up on the land at night, and especially in these parks, you know, where people are camping at, and most of the people that are out there, you know. If they're in a real remote area, they'll come up missing, and then some of them will come up missing and don't know how they got to where they are when they find them.
Oh yeah, like the thousands of people that disappear from national parks on a yearly basis.
Yes, and then some of them are not even found.
Yeah,
and
particularly the Indian or Native American tribes that are girls that are being taken from reservations.
Yeah, and I mean, I mentioned that on the program more than one time about a female.
Yeah,
the reason why they take them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's obvious, you know, because they can. Who knows? Those girls could be halfway across the galaxy right now, and probably breeding a whole race on another planet somewhere.
Yeah, I have no idea. well, you know, people out there that know me, you know, I'm a Christian fellow. I believe in God and the Bible, and some of the stuff we're talking about may seem like it goes against, you know, what we've been taught as kids. Now, I got to go back to when I'm reading the Bible, it leaves more questions than answers in many regards. I do know that, you know, I accept that the Bible that I read is from God's Word, but I believe that there's been a lot of stuff taken out. It's strange that the Bible would mention creatures like Leviathan and unicorns and other creatures and things like that, but not elaborate on it.
Right. And it's funny you mentioned Leviathan. And as a matter of fact, that was one they named by name in the Sumerian text.
Yes.
And
I thought that was interesting.
Because when the earth was redone, that one was killed. Because I remember, I think it read the great serpent. Leviathan was wiped out, was killed.
Mm-hmm.
The serpent-like creature called Tanin, and if you want to Google that word Tanin, it will translate into Leviathan or great sea serpent.
Well,
yes.
Yes.
That was the original primordial sea serpent. He was the size of a uh, of a uh, of a Constitution class frigate, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. It was incredible, and those giant octopus that they that you see in those on those maps actually pulling the masts of those ships down.
Yeah.
Those actually existed at one time.
Yeah, I do believe so, and I've seen, you know, old photographs of some of these monsters that they pulled out of the sea.
Yeah, and one similar to that size is a lengthwise is an oarfish. The longest one that I've seen that washed ashore was about 60 feet long.
Yeah,
and well, you can call that a leviathan if you want to, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, you could, but I do believe the leviathan was a really specific creature, probably only of one existence, maybe. But I don't know. I wasn't there. But I do know, I mean, it's like the Bible talks about, you know, the sons of God looking down on the daughters of men, saw that they was pretty, and they came down and took for them as wives and had offspring, and those offspring were abominations, and we had what were called the Nephilim, and you know, these sons of God, I mean, they had other names. I don't know why the Bible leaves that out. I mean, what were they called? Were they the watchers that was talked about in the book of Enoch, or other
now,
heavenly beings?
Right, and they were heavenly, and to be exact, they were. I did some research on that also, and I'll save it for another program. But I'll give you a little tidbit tonight.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to do full programs. You could go on, and I can too when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Those 200 watchers that actually descended to the planet in a vessel and landed on Mount Hermon, if you want to call it that. Those were jinn. They were actually from a star system, and a constellation called Procyon.
Yeah.
Procyon. And their home star is their home world is called Nirvana. There's a singing group called that, band called Nirvana.
Or at least there was.
And that's where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird there's a description in one of them that their skin's blue, and that was the color of one of those giants that they killed in Afghanistan back in 2005.
Yeah. I wonder if they're related to the blue bloods of the mountains. If they had this,
that could be very well what they're talking about.
Yeah, where they had a certain type of blood type, and I guess their skin was a blue color.
Yeah, these are. They call themselves alpha species, but they're not.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're just genetic mutations. That's all they are, and they're the seed of a otherworldly beings.
Yeah, we're about to hit a break, but when we come back, we'll get back to it.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit hardesthitalabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Our weather will continue to be very much influenced by the track of Barry out to the west of us through tomorrow at least and into Monday as well, with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around at times. They will be particularly heavy during the afternoon and evening hours both days, with locally heavy downpours around and highs in the mid to upper 80s over the weekend. A little warmer, back up to about 92 by the time Monday rolls around. Lows at night in the mid 70s. Hey, you can stay on top of all the action with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Plus, you'll have radar, future radar, access to all my blog updates and videos. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All right. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. This is Jason. Again, the phone lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, 272-9228. I'm here with the postman. And we were discussing all sorts of things between biblical accounts and was it the
we were talking about the 200 fallen watchers that that ascended to the planet and where they came from.
Yes.
And what their agenda was, you know. they were part of the plan to actually bring down humanity and actually usurp the power of the Creator.
Yes.
You know, because when they did what they did, they went back they went back to the Orion frontier, and that was another battle that was fought there, and that's the main focus of the satanic forces after they harvest this planet or attempt to harvest this planet. And what they want to do is they want to do a genetic mutation on part of us, and make us into half human, half droid, or whatever. And go back and take over the Orion frontier, and that's a part of that's one of God's stations. Orion is, And as a matter of fact, that's where the that's why I'm told the main manufacturing plant for some of the most advanced starships in the in the galaxy, right there. Because that's where the that's where most of the scientists are up there, in Orion.
Yeah, that's
in Orion's belt. Because I mean, I mentioned on the program before that in Men in Black, they were talking about the key to the galaxy.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's strange how a lot of the stuff that I'm finding in my research correlates to the stuff that I've watched in movies. Take for instance, like that movie Noah, where they had was it Russell Crowe or somebody that
right.
mm-hmm. played Noah, and watching it, and they had what they called the Watchers that were cast down to Earth and encrusted with Earth.
Right.
They couldn't leave. They were basically fallen angels. I thought that was really weird. I was like, man, this is nothing like in the Bible. But then doing more research and reading the Book of Enoch, where he goes into more detail about things like that, it started making it a little bit more clear. Of course, you know, the movie, you know, was based on Bible, but it was also, you know, the best account that they could do, I guess, for a movie with some fictional stuff in it. But it was just interesting how they just throw those little things in there every now and then.
Give to me, nuggets. To me, the Book of Enoch is the most detailed section of the Bible I ever read, or the of the Apocrypha. But if you ask me, it shouldn't be outside of the Bible.
It shouldn't be.
I mean, the flora and fauna that book talks about, I mean, is incredible. And it hit me like a eureka moment when he was talking to the Archangel Michael, and Michael actually asked him, said, pretty much in today's vernacular, you know, why are you boring me with these about these trees and this fauna? Why do you want to know? You know, and Michael just rattled off some stuff. He said that carob tree is the tree that that Eve went to and picked the fruit off of, and she was told not to pick it. And it's in there. I mean, when it hit me like a ton of bricks, I said, "Wait a minute!" And then Enoch says it smelled like it smelled like chocolate and cinnamon, and then that actual smell came back from when I was a kid, because we had a carob tree 60 feet from our house.
Well,
yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that used to be around that people don't eat now. I still haven't eaten a pawpaw, whatever that is. I remember singing, picking up pawpaws and putting them in a basket back in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Never actually tried one, but I'd like to get some of that old fruit, but stuff they talk about, but I don't, you know, I guess, I'm sure somebody around here's got a carob tree. Maybe I can
if you want to know, if you want to find out the original fauna that was, on the planet. Enoch talks about a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, I was reading that, but I guess I'm sure I'd have to read it at least 100 times to really grasp half of what is being said in there. But man, I was blown away reading the Book of Enoch and the explanations that only touched on in Genesis that are so elaborated on by Enoch.
Right. And he talk about, you know, different species like they're you know, they were common here on Earth, but which some of them was mm-hmm. because they've a whole bunch of them has been extinct now, you know, for a long time.
Yes,
and some of them may be found in the subterranean parts of the Earth. Or inner Earth, for that matter, you know, and yes. And there's a whole bunch of seeds that the elite know about and have that a tree is not even visible on this planet. In other words, a tree is not even growing that they have seeds for.
Yes,
you know, because they were kept from a long time ago.
Yeah, I would like to get a hold of some of them seeds. I'd probably ruin it though. I'm not I don't have a good creep. I'd let it grow, and then next thing I know, it withers and dies.
Well, if you can get in, probably if you can get in that vault in Iceland, there's a bunch of them in there, but that yeah. thing is on the guard 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been reading about it's some that have popped up that are some old ancient grains and other types of things like that, and I'm thinking, man, I'd like to try that. I bet it's packed full of nutrition. And
yeah. Yeah, it's some of the original stuff.
Yeah.
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 But
yeah, I'm just fascinated with the Book of Enoch and talking about the Watchers and the different classes of angels. You're talking about all these heavenly beings, these different races in the universe. I'm more apt to think that they're different classes of angels. I guess everything goes back to God. God created angels, and then you have angels that have fallen, and they created their own subspecies, playing with genetic manipulation, things like that.
And you know, when most people talk about angels, there are different classes. They're the throne room type.
Yeah.
And they're terrestrial type.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them have different names, like cherub, seraphim, and archangels.
If you do your research, you'll find out that the cherub was a terrestrial type.
Cherub.
Because that's what was in the garden that was talking to Eve.
Okay, yeah. Maybe the ones that came into was it Sodom and Gomorrah to help get them out of there, and
now that one, those were actually angels that were sent from heaven.
Okay,
all right. Now those were a different type.
Yeah, not the archangels though, because those are like Gabriel and Peter and.
And another thing too, you got to realize, you know, what makes them different from what makes a cherubim different from a seraphim is their construction, what they're made out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's made out of ambient light, and the other one's made out of the fire. Okay. The cherubim is made out of the fire.
Okay.
The part of the fire that'll burn you.
So, is Satan, would be considered a cherubim, since he was made from fire?
Right. He was made out of the fire of the first cycle of Saul.
Yeah. So, this is something that is just going through my mind. I know that Satan was given charge of earth, the earthly realm. Of course, even in the Bible, it talks about he tempted Jesus by offering him the world. He couldn't do that if it wasn't his to offer.
Right.
So getting past that, was he given control of the earth before he fell or after?
That's a good question, Jason. And I'm glad you asked.
Because I'm kind of curious, why would God give he would give him this evil person thing dominion over the earth and then make us in his image and put us under his control?
Because of Eve.
Right. He usurped power of the planet because Adam had control of it. Okay. He usurped it through Eve.
So it was simultaneous. He was given control over the earth to watch over Adam and God's new creation, and then he comes back behind God and says, well, I don't like that you made them in your image. Why can you do that for me? And I'm going to...
He was already created. He was already a reptilian.
Yeah.
And what God did when he brought him up, because believe it or not, in today's vernacular, that was the most pious dude in the galaxy.
Yeah.
He worshiped God like none other being.
Yeah.
Like no other being. Like none other.
Yeah.
And that was all he did, was worship the Creator. Because he knew who he was.
Yeah.
And he knew God had created him. And he knew God had made heaven and earth.
All right, we're going to hit another break. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you after the break.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. You know we're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River, and if you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. Right off I-65, you take that North Boulevard exit, then you take that first exit, it's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. That'll circle you right around to the river, and we're down here cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, having a good time, and pretty soon we'll be opening up that RV resort. That's right, if you got plans to come down here and stay on the river for a few weeks or a few months, whatever, come join us. Get by here and let us know you weren't interested, and we'll get you on a list and get you an update about what's going on. Now let's talk about good times on Sunday afternoon, because one of our Oyster Bar favorites for a long time, John Nemeth, is back in town. That's right, the man with that golden voice that can sing all them beautiful high notes, the beautiful harmony with the band behind him. So, man, y'all check it out. If you had never seen John, you're in for a real treat with a killer band. Get down here soon, come hungry. We're having a good time, and we're looking for you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All right, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm Jason, and sitting here with me is the postman, and we have a caller, Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Well, and you?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, postman. Hey, I'm not bad. I just had an interesting situation. I just had three Mormon missionaries knock on my door, wanted to talk to me about the Bible. I said, okay. How much time do you have?
That's in the right house.
Yeah, no, they decided they picked the wrong house and left, but. Hey, Postman, did I hear you mention the pre-Adamite age?
Yes, uh-huh.
Are you serious?
Oh, wait, say that again now.
Did you mention the pre-Adamite age and the fact that it existed? And I'm just asking, are you serious about that?
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than what I mentioned.
Yeah. Is any of that biblical? Can you back any of that up?
I would have to actually do the research on it because it was an extra biblical text that I read.
Yeah, okay. I'm just kind of twisting your arm here a little bit because I'm 100% in your corner. And let me tell you why. And fact is, Jason, if you don't mind, when I'm done here, I'm going to send you a link on your Facebook deal.
Oh, please.
It gives you 18 detailed, I mean, very, very detailed reasons why there had to be a pre-Adamite society, okay?
Yes.
And it's backed up with probably 300 different, not the same, but different Bible verses. But here's some deal, okay? There's many questions that cannot be answered apart from the fact that there was a pre-Adamite age, okay? Number one, how did Lucifer become the devil and the prince of demons, okay? When did he weaken the nations, ascend into heaven, and exalt his throne above the stars, and from heaven as in Isaiah 14, 12, 14. How did demons originate and for what purpose? Okay. What caused the great calamity of the flood? Okay. Now, let me throw something else at you. Were there two floods or one flood?
I'm confused on that, but I know that there was some type of flood issue when the planets broke apart, or, you know, Earth became Earth, but and then, of course, the Noah's flood. But
right.
But I don't know if you consider that the first one a flood.
Yeah, well, yeah I do, and I'm going to give you some details on it. But all this is going to be in this link that I'm going to send you, okay? But in what's referred to as Lucifer's flood, the earth was made waste. You can find that in Genesis 1, 2, and Jeremiah 4, 23. In Noah's flood, it was not made waste. Genesis 8:11 and 12:22. Lucifer's flood, the earth was made empty. That's in Genesis, the same 1, 2, and Jeremiah 4, 23. In Noah's, it was not made empty. In Lucifer's flood, earth was made totally dark. In Noah's flood, not totally dark. This list goes on probably for another 15 to 20 different comparisons. It's absolutely fascinating, okay? If you haven't done the study on the pre-Adamite age, then to me, you haven't really studied the Bible. I mean, that's just because it's absolutely 100% conclusive that something happened. Because you have to ask yourself, why was Adam told to replenish and not merely replenish the earth? That's one of the key questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why was he asked to replenish? Okay. But that's not the main reason I called. That's just kind of a side note. I wanted to talk a little bit more, if I could, about the hollow earth.
Yes.
And some of the deals. But if I could, I just want to walk you through Admiral Byrd and a little bit of his diary. Okay. And just to give you, if you can picture in your mind's eye, everything that's going on in Antarctica to this day, okay, why it's totally, totally top secret, okay, and what happened, and then what's actually in the Hollow Earth, okay, because the Hollow Earth is mentioned in the Book of Enoch in great, great detail, and it's actually mentioned in the Bible in great detail, okay? But here's some from Admiral Byrd, okay? 8:30, turbulence encountered again, we're around 2,900 feet. 9:10, vast ice and snow below. 9:10 again. Now they're starting to experience magnetic and gyral compass gyration, okay? 9:15, the distance appears to be mountain. 9:49, 29 minutes elapsed flight time and sighting a mountain. This is no illusion, okay? And they're confused why this mountain's there, all right? 9:55, attitude change to 2,950 feet. And encumbering strong turbulence, okay? 10 o'clock, we are crossing over a small mountain range and still proceeding northward the best we can. Beyond the mountain range appears to be a valley with small river or stream running through with the central portion. This cannot be happening. This valley is green below, okay? They're over Antarctica, all right?
Yeah.
This is in 1947, okay? Something is definitely wrong, okay? At 10:05, I alter the attitude to 1,400 feet and execute a sharp left turn to better examine the valley below. Okay? Makes no sense. Now he sees what he looks like, an elephant. He says, no, it's not an elephant. It's a mammoth. This is incredible. Yes, there it is. Decreased attitude to 1,000 feet. Make a long story short, as they just decreased their altitude, they were met, okay, and escorted in to this hollow earth and to a city, okay? And this is all in Admiral Byrd's diary. But what's amazing, if you go on to March 11, 1947, and where they, in his final entry, where he was actually just almost to the point of death, ordered to remain absolutely silent, and he cannot say anything on the behalf of humanity, okay? Nothing, okay? He's totally threatened. And in his very final diary, he explains everything that he saw, okay? And the question is, what is really going on there, and is the earth actually hollow, okay? Now, going back, and I've got to bring this up, but because you may have heard this, but you haven't been on since I've covered this, okay? But if you go to the recount of Cain and Abel, okay?
Right.
Okay, it says, and now aren't they cursed from the earth with the earth, without opening their mouth to receive the brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest ground, thou shalt not hence yield until her strength, a fugitive and a vagabond, thou shalt be in the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the surface of the earth. Okay? So yeah. Where did he go? If God drove him from the surface of the earth, where did he go? Okay? And we've already talked about, probably a month ago or whatever it was, Abraham's bosom in paradise. Okay? And Abraham's bosom in paradise, exactly what that is. Okay? Jesus said to the thief next to him on the cross, today you shall be with me in paradise. Okay? Mm-hmm. Paradise is in the hollow earth. Okay? And I contend that paradise is the Garden of Eden. Okay? You go to Revelation 2:7, to him that overcomes, I will give you to eat the tree of life, which is in the midst of the Garden of Eden. Okay? But to your point earlier, Postman, of all the different things that are in the hollow earth, okay? I don't know if there's cities. If Admiral Byrd said it, he documented it, and he's seen it, I've got to believe it, because why are they covering up so much? But there's different layers. The fallen angels are in the bottom tier of it. Who knows what's in between or even above, okay? There's folklore, Indian legend after Indian legend, okay? People coming out of the surface, from the underneath the surface of the earth at night, and they look like lizards and reptilians, right. Okay? You can find that in almost any Indian, folklore, okay? So they've seen something. But here's more from the Bible. In the lower chamber, Jesus says something to the fallen angels and their offspring. 1 Peter 3:18, he says, bring put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, where the ark was being prepared. Now, preach actually means, in this context, they're talking, preach means they're referring to spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. Preach is a contextual use that does not mean Jesus preached the gospel. The word means to simply declare something. Spirit refers to disembodied and angelic spirit, not human one, okay? And I know I'm almost out of time here, but I could go on and on. There's more, but the thing that really blows me away, if you go to the Book of Enoch, okay? In the Book of Enoch, the angels that guided Enoch through heaven, in Jude 1:6 and 2 Peter, okay, in the Book of Enoch and Enoch 10:12, talks about the 70 generations. Bind them the fallen angels fast for the 70 generations in the valleys of the earth until the days of judgment, okay? The hollow earth exists. The fallen angels are in the bottom level, okay, of the hollow earth. And I believe they're released, okay? I believe the 70 generation has occurred sometime in the 1990s. I don't know the exact